It's Thursday, time again for Foodstuffs, our weekly look at New Hampshire food and food culture. In cold weather, we turn to comfort food, and there are a few foods more comforting than mac and cheese. This winter favorite is becoming increasingly versatile, as is evident from the many entries in the New Hampshire's own Macaroni and Cheese Bake Off, which takes place Saturday afternoon in Concord. Amy Hall is director of Granite State Dairy Promotion, which puts on the event each year. She joins me now with a preview. Now, Amy, there are four categories, and the winner of each goes on for the grand championship. But let's just go through some of them. First is Best Traditional Mac. Now, I grew up eating boxed mac and cheese, and I'm not sure exactly what the cheese was made of. So for those who, like me who don't know, what is the most traditional homemade method, the cheeses, the techniques? What goes into a traditional mac?
I think a lot of it doesn't so much have to do with the cheese. It has to do with the roux. So how is the roux made? What is the flour to butter to cream ratio? It is the foundation of what holds the macaroni and cheese together. And if you don't get that right, I'm not quite sure that the rest of the dish is going to come out the way that you expect it to.
Another of the categories in the Bake Off is Best Creative or Exotic Mac. How creative and exotic do participants get these days?
Pretty exotic. Let me tell you what. The most fun part of all of this is when you read a recipe, because we sit here in the office and we format these recipes and we're looking at them for days and just confirming with our bakers that they are indeed correct. And as you type them up, I'm not going to lie, you're thinking on some of them, oh, I don't know if that's going to be any good. And then you get to the bake-off and you try it, and it absolutely knocks your socks off. We've had a chocolate macaroni and cheese that was developed by the Belmont Fire Department, believe it or not. And they actually found chocolate macaroni noodles, and then they mixed that with chocolate pudding and real whipped cream. And there's always a surprise in the mix, and there's always something new, and there's always something different that you never thought would be possible, and perhaps something that you never thought would be good.
Another category is Best New Hampshire-Made Mac, and there are particular items that are allowed to be used to be entered into that category.
Absolutely. There are very specific items that you do have to use in the New Hampshire-Made category. It's limited to dairy only because it's very hard to find 100% pure macaroni made in New Hampshire. But what we do require folks to do is get New Hampshire-made milk, which comes 100% from a farm right here in New Hampshire, and New Hampshire-made cheese. We've seen in New Hampshire a lot of diversification in the dairy industry, so we do have a lot of dairy farmers who are now making their own cheese and bottling their own milk. You know, for example, Landaff Creamery, who enter every year, and they tend to come back to defend their first-place title. They've won first place in that category every year, except for one, since the Mac and Cheese Bake Off started. And they put some, they have onions in there sometimes. I believe last year they had onions in their mix. So it's really difficult in that category to say that there is one specific way to make a New Hampshire-made mac and cheese.
So any tips for those looking to win or at least make a memorable mac and cheese this winter?
I definitely recommend that folks oversauce their mac. And there's a really specific reason they need to do that. Noodles are absorbent. So when you're traveling with that macaroni and cheese to the conference center and into the banquet hall, those noodles are going to really absorb the cheesy, creamy goodness that you're hoping to please the palates of not only the judges, but the public as well. So the oversauce is where the secret lies if you're entering a mac and cheese bake-off.
It's Amy Hall, director of Granite State Dairy Promotion, which is organizing the New Hampshire's own Macaroni and Cheese Bake Off this Saturday. Thanks so much for talking with me and happy tasting.
Thank you, Brady. Have a great day.